I want to thank you for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio. Here it is. Oh, my gosh, this is Yaya. And wait a minute, a second. Here we go.
Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, where we are always daring to be different. Get ready, get ready, get ready to be inspired. Let's get moving toward our goals. And here to make that happen is our host, Yaya Diamond.
I am still here, daring to be different. This is Yaya Diamond, your host of Dream Chasers Radio. You're listening to us on 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio in Northport, Florida, as well as on Bomb Baby Radio in New York City and the Dream Chasers Network. Welcome again to the show. My gosh, you know, being on the air is a wonderful thing, and being a podcaster is just is beautiful. I mean, you have that opportunity to run your own little ship. And that is nothing different of every podcast that's out there and every person that has a podcast. I know that they understand the difficulties and the challenges that come along with that. And I have a wonderful podcaster on the show today, Mr. Steve Titch on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Yaya.
Hey. So tell us about your podcast.
Hi, yes. I'm based in Sugar Land, Texas, right near Houston. I do a podcast with Bill Cox. Bill Cox really launched it. We do a Christian men's ministry podcast. We are really a bunch of guys. Usually we have four, maybe five on the podcast. We've never had less than two, and we've been going about a year. We call it Man Up. We call it a spiritual oasis for men, and that's what it is. It's regular guys talking about their faith, and we generally look at week-to-week scripture. We follow, in many cases, a book series put out by Baptist Way Press called Connect 360, and that series of studies is done in our Sunday school. We take what we do on Sunday and review it, and kind of we're able to then for a few days cogitate about it and then do this Wednesday podcast. We do our podcast on Wednesdays, so we've had time to digest the material, think about what we said. And we've been doing it about a year. We just did our 54th podcast yesterday. This is again Bill Cox's primarily his project. He started it last year, and he's been running the Man Up Sunday School class. We call it Adult Bible Fellowship, but it's Sunday School, for several years now, for at least four or five, since before I joined the church there. And it's great because it's one of the best men's ministries I've been part of. And I'm not knocking any, but the churches I've been with in the past, the men's ministry was primarily service. If you needed the grass cut, or if you needed something built, you'd do that you'd get the guys to do it, and which is great, and we love doing that sort of thing. But we never got a chance to really get together and talk about, talk about the Bible, talk about our Christianity, talk about our faith journey, in a space where it's just guys, just men. So that's really what's unique about it, and we felt so strongly about it. We started doing the podcast, and I think some of our podcasts have gotten as high as 200 downloads. That's a good week. We've got some regular listeners though, and it's been really fun.
Wow. You know, I mean, why did you start it though? I mean, what made you start a podcast about men in particular, about men of the scriptures, men, holy men, spiritual men?
It was really, I think Bill saw the need for it. I think he really enjoyed leading the class, and he is a bit of a a showman. He is an actor. He's a writer. He's a filmmaker. He's a DJ. So he likes to be out there with material. And he more or less said, let's do this. We have a great time talking about this on Sundays. Why don't we try to do this on Wednesday? And we had a great core group of guys, and it worked out great. And we all agreed. We made the commitment. We're there mostly every week, and every now and then somebody can't be there, but there's always somebody, at least two people, as I said, to talk. And we've been pretty much running four every week for the last several weeks. We've been doing a study on six battles every man must win. It's based on a book by Bill Perkins. We just wrapped that up. And again, it really addressed, these are spiritual battles, battles for identity, battles for your family, for your spouse, for your personal holiness, for fighting through emotional pain. It's things I think men rarely get to talk about with other men, and we hope it inspires them by doing it on a podcast, by then putting it out there, and maybe it inspires listeners and men at other churches to form these types of groups to deal with these problems at their level as well.
Now, tell us a little bit about the background of the podcast. And I understand that you guys got together. I understand all that. But, you know, there is a background. There is more of a story back there. And I really want to know, you know, the spirituality of it. It intrigues me, to say the least. I am very intrigued to find out. You get five men or less, you know, depending on the time, and you get you guys all in one area. How does that mesh? How do you guys mesh together? Because I know you get five girls and you get five opinions.
it's a good question. It's an interesting group because we don't all agree on everything. I guess the one common denominator, we're all Christians. Now, we're all from different areas. Bill's originally from Michigan. I'm from New York and lived in Chicago for several years. Before I moved down to Texas. We have a couple of people who are from Texas or Louisiana, who are from the area, from the region, and our backgrounds are diverse. I came out of a Catholic, white, ethnic background. Bill's from the Midwest. His family was pig farmers in Michigan. We have a couple of lifelong Protestant and Southern Baptists on board. So we don't all come from the same background. In fact, we all that's one of the great things about it. We bring different experiences, different faith journeys into the picture, different cultures. We start with being Christian and kind of being, and I'm not going to say we're perfect Christians, but by any means, we're far from that. We're not pastors. We're regular guys. But we're just trying to work out our salvation and do it with each other, but with hopes by at least trying to do this and trying to bring some authenticity to it, carry it outward as something of a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, the whole purpose behind this is to make sure that men have a say-so in other men's lives. Is that how that works? I mean, or the Christian man to another Christian man, or is it just the Christian man in general, like to understand the Christian man?
It's all of those. It's about friendships on top of everything else. What I think men need generally after we get married, it's kind of our wives take over our social circle. And I'm not knocking that, it just that tends to be. So, and in a lot of churches, and in churches I've been, the Sunday schools are, the classes are attended by couples. It kind of spills over in a way because the ministries that churches have, especially down here in the South, are very good towards families. They're not great. What do they say? They could improve when it comes to single people or individuals. And so this men's study is part of that. It gives men, and I'm married. My wife goes to the same church I do. But it gives men an opportunity to meet other men, and kind of be awesome, kind of not kind of sit with the other couples and kind of damp down maybe their expression, or maybe defer a bit to others or their wives. What Bill would say is he wants you to, if you're awesome, to say you're awesome, if you're hurting, to say you're hurting. Plus we can do things. I can lead a lesson. I can lead a Sunday school lesson in different ways. I can talk about, poker. I did one of our classes, and I think it ended up on a podcast somewhere early in our history, and talked a little about how you can use an approach to poker, how that's similar to an approach to faith. So I can't do that in a couples class, but I can do that in a men's class, and there's a response there and an appreciation.
You know, I have to say that this is a big thing, because not a lot of men are transparent. So when you're on the show, what is one of the main focuses that you guys try to focus on, if there is any, or is it just a broad area?
Oh, well, we have a topic. As I said, let's say when we're doing a series of Bible studies, we just before we did Six Battles, we studied we did a study of the Acts of the Apostle, the Acts, that was, and again, the book we used was published by Baptist Way Press. It was called Going Viral: The Birth and Advance of the Church, and that was a lot of churches are using that. And so we'll take a chapter on that might say cover the conversion of Paul, the Damascus Road experience, and we'll begin by looking at the lesson, looking at what happened, and then we just take it from there. So we might end up talking about our own, if we've had Damascus Road experiences, we had something like that, if we had a sudden revelation. I never did. I didn't come to the Lord that way. Or, you know, other parts of the story, the Ananias, who was kind of the man, had to be in the right place at the right time to take in Paul. Was there a time in our lives where we were in Ananias? And then we go into kind of where our experience might gel with the lesson and where that takes us. We've done some other lessons on service. One thing we did is that, you know, there's service can be, you know, small things. Can be really small things. I mean, there's of course the Bible says there's no greater love does a man have who gives his life for his brother. But there's also smaller ways of service. You know, you don't have to do the big thing all the time. It could mean just getting somebody a cup of coffee, responding to an immediate need without any sort of judgment. And so we talk about those things, and we talk about our experience with that, and what maybe sometimes are the obstacles to doing that, where our prejudices might come in, where our fears might come in. So, and we go around and we get about an hour's worth of discussion about it.
I love it because, again, you know, you said it's focused. You have a title for the show, you have a purpose for each show, and each show gives you something different. Now, what, and all the shows that you've been on, all the things that you've been a part of in the journey, you know, of Man Up, what has been the most one that has just touched you the most that you can remember off the top of your head?
Let me see. There were a few. I mark a note here. I think One of the things we did was call? I'm going to jump in and say, was that call to service? I kind of alluded it a bit before, where service can be about meeting someone's immediate need, even if it's small, and that just helps for the moment without making judgments. Being the guy who either provides a cup of coffee or a meal or a bottle of water. I'm thinking more that's kind of more for a poverty or economic situation, but there's also emotional situations. Being being there to keep someone company, to be there for someone, to listen to, which in itself, it's in this busy world, sometimes that just goes by. You're not tuned to listen to people anymore. It actually takes some effort, and you got to remember that. So that was one that I particularly remembered. We did a study of Genesis, and going through that, one of the overarching aspects of it is, and we kept bumping into, is the fact that God renews, that even as far back as you get to the great flood, there's judgment, but there is renewal. There's always that holdout that God will offer relationship, which he does to Noah, and that continues thematically throughout the Bible. But we can see those at the very beginning of the Bible in the Old Testament. Those, whenever we get a chance to talk about relationship, I think are my favorite ones, because I think above all, I think outside, a lot of people tend to see Christianity as judgmental, as rules based, and really, if you look closely at the Gospels and you read them, and you even throughout the Bible, you see God is always reaching out for relationship. God wants relationship more than anything. It's the prodigal son. The prodigal son takes his father's birthright. He takes his money, goes out, squanders it. But when he comes back, the father runs out of the house to meet him. He doesn't care what the son did. He's not there to yell at him or admonish him. He's there to forgive him and welcome him back and have a party, have a big celebration. Mm-hmm. It's not as if he's coming out. The young man expects he's going to have to go work in the pigs, which in first century Judea was a dirty job, and he was expecting that's what I deserve. Instead, they have a big celebration simply because he comes back. And I think that you find throughout the Bible, this reaching out for relationship, and it's really the heart, I think, to me of why salvation is there, why it's been offered, because it at least God wants that relationship with each of us.
You're right. Wow. Now, what exactly is it that you want to get out of the podcast? What is it that you want to get out of the podcast as far as people getting it, people coming and just, you know, being transparent and sharing?
I enjoy it. I get an immense amount of satisfaction from it. From just being able to share but just being in this group, I always liked being part of the Man Up Bible study. This to me is exactly what we say it is. It's an oasis. I'm out there. I work at home, so I'm out there figuratively. I'm out in the world each week, doing my job, taking care of family stuff, taking care of other, all the things that get priority. This is a refreshment. It's a chance to I guess the best word is refresh my spirit with these guys. And it's a chance to be myself. It's a chance to talk freely. It's a chance, yes, as Bill would say, it's a chance to be awesome. It's a chance to just kind of get away with a group of guys who are fun to be with, who take their faith seriously, who see themselves as wounded healers. And there's an immense camaraderie and satisfaction to being part of that. And I'm part of the podcast. People tell me that in the podcast that is reflected among us, that that there's chemistry in the group, that there's an authenticity. That is what I am told. It's hard being part of it to kind of look back and judge it or see what others see. But that's I enjoy it. It renews me. It refreshes me. It reminds me again how important my walk with the Lord is.
Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. And that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing. So, okay, so how can people get in contact with you? How can they listen to the podcast? Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are on iTunes and SoundCloud. On iTunes, we're Man Up. You can probably search Man Up Bill Cox or Man Up Spiritual. You will find us. There's a lot of Man Up titles, a popular title, but Man Up Spiritual will get you to our podcast, and it will say Spiritual Oasis for Men. We have a picture there. It's four or five guys with sunglasses. We're also on SoundCloud. Probably the same search will get you there. We do have a Facebook page, Man-Up. Again, Man-Up Sugarland Baptist probably will get you there, or Bill Cox will get you there. And we're also on Twitter at Man Up. Those are some ways. We certainly invite anybody to listen to the podcast, to leave questions on the page. We have an open door policy. If you've got listeners, you're primarily in New York, but if you've got any listeners on internet radio down in the Houston area, feel free to come by. We do the podcast every Wednesday night at 7 at Sugarland Baptist. We welcome visitors, whether you want to participate or watch and ask questions.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, for bringing your podcast to my podcast. It's amazing. I love it when that happens because, you know, we can support each other. But most of all, I like to listen to podcasts too. So, I being a podcaster does not exclude me from a listener. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners today with inspiration?
First of all, thank you for the time and for having me as a guest. If you have if you've got listeners who are Christian or are looking, certainly don't be afraid to stop by a church. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I won't be offended if an earnest seeker or earnest questioner has questions. If any of your listeners are already Christians and attending a church and men and looking for something to do, starting a men's ministry is not that difficult. Just ask your pastor about it, and he'll probably be more than happy to help.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much. You guys, you have to tune in to Man Up. I did put the description in the box as well as a link to the SoundCloud so that you can go ahead and go there. Thank you again so much, Steve, for your time, for your camaraderie with the other gentlemen that are in the podcast, and continued success.
Thank you.
All right, until next time, you know what? Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Sure.
All right, then.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye. Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. You know what I love about that? That you got guys that get together as Christians, and they get together and they guide you. They give you insight on different things. And I was on the Man Up podcast earlier. Let me go back real quick. And I wanted to say that I really liked it. I really did. I'm going to go back here for a second because I want to say I'm on their SoundCloud, and it says Man Up Podcast 53, Fight for a Strong Faith and Win. You know, we have to fight for a strong faith. We have to fight because there's so many distractions out there. And I do encourage all the listeners that are Christian that want to listen to the podcast, please go ahead, copy the link and paste it into your browser and go ahead and press enter. You're not going to be disappointed. These gentlemen have put this together, and I love it. In Sugarland, Texas, USA, it's going to be recorded at the Adult Bible Fellowship, Sugarland Baptist Church. So if you're looking for a church to go to in Sugarland, that's the one. Go ahead and put them in your Google and do what you got to do and follow them and listen to their podcast. I'm telling you, I mean, you don't find it, you know, women, we complain so much. Oh, there's no God-fearing men out there, you know, and men are users. These men aren't, and they're giving other men the advice that they need not to be. So maybe we need to be proactive and send them over to this podcast. So definitely go ahead. It's Man Up Podcast, and it's, the one is Man Up Podcast 53, Fight for a Strong Faith and Win. And wow, I love it. Absolutely love it.